We're back on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack, and it's time now for part three of our series and our discussion with Missouri Family Health Council. And joining us, Michelle Truppiano, the executive director, and Mandy Hagspeth, the director of policy and advocacy. Welcome, Michelle and Mandy.
Thanks so much for having us, Bill.
Thank you.
Michelle, let's start again and just kind of refresh our listeners and talk about Missouri Family Health Council's mission and the scope of your work.
So Missouri Family Health Council champions access for every individual to culturally sensitive, quality, sexual, and reproductive health education services. We're really working to expand, ensure, and empower reproductive and sexual health care for all. We do this primarily through two ways, both through our programming and our advocacy. So on the programming side, we are proud to lead the Right Time Initiative, which seeks to address persistent health disparities and inspire individuals to take control of their own health, and that we work to provide low to no cost birth control for all that need it. We also run the state's sole Title X program. It's the nation's first and only federal program dedicated to providing reproductive and sexual health care. We work with a variety of health centers across the state. So we work with over 21 health centers between those two programs, and there's 85 clinic sites. And then the second part of our work is really on the advocacy side, which seeks to increase health equity and access to reproductive and other safety net services through stakeholder engagement, mobilization, and advancing a shared policy agenda. And that's where Mandy comes in and does a tremendous amount of work both in the Capitol and mobilizing our supporters.
Yeah, and Mandy, maybe you can touch on that. Why does MFHC engage in policy and advocacy work?
Yeah, so policy and advocacy work really allows us to be able to shift away from just responding to the problems in the communities that we serve to addressing the more systemic or root causes of those problems, including the barriers that are limiting people's access to care. People make their voices heard through advocacy, and we connect the people to influence policy and create that change.
Mandy Hagspeth and Michelle Truppiano joining us from Missouri Family Health Council here on Show Me Today. Mandy, what are some of the policy priorities for this legislative session?
Yeah, so one of our top policy priorities is to ensure that Medicaid expansion is fully funded, implemented efficiently, and structured to provide the best care possible. This session, however, that has really meant pushing back against attempts to overturn Medicaid expansion, despite what the voters and the state Supreme Court have said. We've also been working to preserve the free choice of provider element for Medicaid enrollees. And then our other top priority is to broaden access to contraception and contraceptive equity through measures like an annual supply birth control bill.
Michelle, from a policy perspective, what are you most hopeful and concerned about?
Yeah, to be honest, we're really concerned about how sexual and reproductive health care has been politicized, especially over the last few years. We're seeing a crisis in access. Providers are at capacity, yet lawmakers continue to push a political agenda and restrict access to care for those who truly rely on safety net providers. Reproductive health is being attacked at every level in ways that honestly we never thought was possible. And quite frankly, it's a pretty scary time. However, my hope really lies in people and how they've engaged in the lawmaking and electoral process. I'm really always inspired when ordinary people living ordinary lives come to the Capitol and share their powerful stories and that they fight for their rights, especially young people. They're the ones who really give me hope for the future. When I see them testifying in front of a group of lawmakers, I'm always inspired and thankful that they are making their voices known. And it gives me hope that we can fight back and that we can prevail over some of these laws that are being proposed.
Mandy, how can listeners of Show Me Today get involved with Missouri Family Health Council and your policy work?
Join our action network, which listeners can do by visiting mfhc.org/action in order to sign up.
Outstanding. You know what? And I like the way that you gave that website. You didn't just rattle through it. Blah, 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 blah. You say it real fast. That was good. One of the few people that do that. Michelle and Mandy, anything else you'd like to touch on?
Bill, I would just add another way for listeners to engage in policy and advocacy is to join the conversation on social media, whether that's on Twitter or Facebook or following the hashtag MoLeg, which is for Missouri Legislature, to follow kind of all of the goings on of the state capitol.
Thank you very much, Michelle Trupiano, Executive Director, and Mandy Hagseth, Director of Policy and Advocacy for Missouri Family Health Council. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.